This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to wrap things up with you on a Monday evening. South Florida High School Sports, Larry Bluestein, Steven with you for a few more minutes. We thank Shannon Jordan from Prep Red Zone Florida and Derek Gibson, Coach Derek Gibson from Miami Killian for joining us and talking a little bit of the football, especially spring football. And Shannon was talking about some of the recruiting that's going on. And now we're just waiting to hook up with Jerry Hamilton. And, let me see. Did you call him yet or no? Let me see. I'm going to give him our number there, Steven, so just in case. But just let me know when he's on so we could get him. That's live radio, as you know, so I'll take a sip of water as we're waiting. So just if you want to get any of the interviews this evening, just go to WQAM.com to the top of the website, and you'll see podcast, and then you'll see South Florida High School Sports website, and the podcast will be there, and this next gentleman will be one of the featured guests of this evening, and I've known him for a long time, does an awesome job with recruiting and ESPN and the Under Armour game and such, Jerry Hamilton, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Jerry, thanks so much for taking the time from Texas, as it may be. You left our beautiful Jupiter and our area, but back home, so to speak. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, great to be on, Larry. And yeah, I'm back and forth a lot, and it's great. I mean, how lucky am I? Been in this business about 20 years now. I get to bounce back and forth to the two best high school states in America, most yep. talented states. And so, growing up a Texas high school coach's kid, man, I've been really lucky to work in this business as long as I have.
Yeah, and you've done a great job. I mean, you're a great evaluator of talent. I listened to you for a long time. You and I talk a lot about some of the kids. And you take a look at the period that's gone on in the last year. You know, obviously no All-Star games, which kind of hurt, because these kids so much look forward to appearing in them and
Absolutely.
Having the few days down here. Talk about that, and now as the camps now, I see they're loosening up, and now they're getting more and more big time kids coming to them, setting the stage for this next cycle of games.
Yeah, it was interesting last year. After the Under Armour camps and all the camp circuit got shut down, we ended up having a few camps in July, but with no one on ones, and we structured the camps to where it was position, you register by position, and you're on the field about 2 hours, and then you go. And those kids got a lot of work in, and it was weird, Larry. There was almost a little bit of desperation for kids, because yeah. you couldn't go anywhere. You couldn't be evaluated. You really, I haven't seen this much limbo. Obviously, this is, but I haven't seen this much limbo in the recruiting process in my lifetime in this business, obviously, and I'm sure you're the same, because offers are going out, but the coaches can't evaluate the kids in person. The kids can't go be evaluated in person. And it just created so much inconsistencies. But what we're seeing now with the camps is, you know, the level of excitement is the same, a little less desperation, but the excitement's the same. We're back to doing one-on-ones now, but we still have it where we don't have 220 kids on the field at the same time.
Right.
We're having it by position. So OLDL start off a camp. They go through their drills, their teaching, and all that, and they go through their tests, their combine work, and then they go have some one-on-ones. And I actually like the structure of it because there's not 200 kids on the field for 8 hours, and there's not 1,000 parents in the stands sitting there for 8 hours. Your kids get in, they're there a couple hours by position, and they get out, and you have the rest of the day. So I actually think it's worked well, but to your point, now that the dead period's about to be lifted, man, it's going to get crazy in June.
Yeah. Well, you know how college coaches are. Everybody hears, you know, rumors. So I guess those rumors are true that the NCAA is going to lift this come June 1st, which is kind of bad
Larry, let me stop you. But don't they have to? I mean, think about how long we've been in the business. Think about asking a college staff to essentially sign two classes of kids without evaluating them fully. And then the kids, I mean, so how many kids did you know that signed with schools and never met with the coaches last year? I mean, you think the portal's active now, just wait a couple of years.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. Because everything last year was more regional. If you look at the each school, whether it's where you know, University
Correct.
Of Texas or Miami. Look at Miami. They had maybe their best recruiting class because they got 75 to 80% of South Florida kids, which they don't usually get those stars. They got 2 5 stars, and they don't normally get that because of the fact that these kids had no option. They couldn't say, well, I'm going here. How do you know? You didn't get a chance to go there. And look at the class of 22. Jerry, you look at the class of 22. They missed out on spring last year to missing out on spring this year as far as exposure. And I get what you're saying. It's nice that they're going to be able to be seen this summer, but wouldn't you be able to get more out of a kid watching them live in a scrimmage game rather than just a 7-on-7?
Yeah, I you know me, I'm big on seeing kids in the football environment with the pads on. I think the 7-on-7s, the camps, it all serves a purpose, and I think it's an important purpose. But from an evaluation standpoint, there's nothing better than watching players on huddle than going out on Friday night or Thursday or whenever it is, spring football evaluation period, and checking the boxes, so to speak, like the college coaches do. There's nothing that will ever compare to that in our business because you get to see how – one thing you don't see on huddle, how do kids respond to adversity? What happens when the chips are down and the kid's not – in the camera where you can see him? Is he throwing his towel? Is he rolling his eye at his
100%.
Coach? Is the kid coachable? And those are the things that these college coaches have had to rely totally on the high school coaches and the people around a player, whether it be 7-on-7 coaches or not. But that's not a full evaluation.
Yeah. Well, you know what? One thing that Jimbo Fisher told me when he was back at LSU as an assistant coach, and he goes, Larry, everybody could pop in a film and see that, but what about the character that could tear this team apart in 2 seconds? And he's 100% right. Is a kid going off talking to somebody in the stands when he should be with his group? You know, as a quarterback hanging out when he should have the receivers next to him? 100%. I agree with you. That stuff is not being shown on any TV or anything or any tape at all. Jerry, what else is going on? What's coming up? Anything coming up as far as combines, camps, anything that we should know about?
Absolutely. The elite underclassmen camp in Orlando this weekend over at West Orange High School. And so we have our Under Armour camp circuit, which is the older kids, which is many of the top 2022s and 2023s. The elite underclassmen camps, which we're going to do 5, 6, 7 of those around the country now, those will be your 2023s and 2024s at those. And, you know, Larry, I don't have to tell you, in the state of Texas, the state of Florida, Atlanta, California, those camps are absolutely loaded at all levels. And you know, look, I'm from Texas. My friends, when I say this, they kind of get on me because of what the Friday night Texas high school football is. But Florida still, to me, is the most talented state in the country. The best camp I've ever seen on our Under Armour circuit was in Orlando a couple of years ago. So I still believe it's the most talented state. So when you have the Miami Under Armour camp with over 200 kids, it's loaded. When you go up to Orlando and have this elite underclassmen camp, it's absolutely loaded because there's so many kids in the state. And the Jacksonville kids have a tough time coming down to Miami, so they're going to be in Orlando.
So we'll try to get there. This Sunday, you said?
It is Sunday.
Good stuff. Jerry, thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate what you do, man. We'll hook up with you soon.
Appreciate you, Larry. Everything you do, man. Congrats.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.